Hey everyone, welcome back to the Child Psychology Podcast. Today we're talking about something that can happen in like a split second, and suddenly every single adult in the room is on high alert. You know the feeling. So picture this, you're at the playground, or maybe a birthday party, or let's be real, maybe it's just siblings at home. Two kids are playing, everything seems totally fine, and then boom, somebody gets pushed, somebody gets hit. And now you've got, you know, the tears, the yelling, the confusion, and that really awkward moment where you're just trying to figure out what to say without making it even worse. And here's the truth of it, right? Most of us as parents, we're not stuck because we don't care, not at all. We're stuck because, well, we don't want to overreact, but we also definitely don't want to just brush it off. We want to teach something that actually sticks. And that is exactly why I am so excited to spotlight a new book. It's called He Hit Me. So this book, it's built around a really, really real challenge. Kids are still learning. They're learning how to navigate social interactions. And when those emotions spike, you know, anger, embarrassment, frustration, words don't always come first. Sometimes hands do. And listen, even if your child is usually the sweetest, calmest kid, one unexpected moment can totally catch them off guard. What I absolutely love about He Hit Me is that it helps turn that chaotic moment into a teachable one. And it does it without shame, without labels. It just gives a simple, super child-friendly way to understand what just happened and, more importantly, what to do next time. Because let's face it, the goal isn't just stop hitting. I mean, that's part of it. But the real goal is teaching them, how do I use my words when I'm upset? How do I set a boundary when someone crosses the line? How do I get help the right way? And how do I calm my body down when I feel like I'm about to explode? And as parents, gosh, we need tools that are, you know, clear enough for kids to get, but also practical enough for real life, especially in that moment when everybody's emotions are running so high. Okay, so here's the reason I really believe parents should actually purchase this book, not just, you know, hear about it on a podcast. Reading it together, it creates a shared language. Think about it. When you read He Hit Me with your child, you're not waiting until something bad happens to have the conversation. You're preparing them ahead of time, when they're calm, when they're open, and when they're actually able to learn. So that later, if something does happen, you can just say, hey, remember what we talked about in the book? And your child isn't trying to invent a response on the spot. They've already practiced it, mentally at least. That is so powerful. Because prevention isn't just about keeping kids from getting hurt physically. Prevention is giving them skills. It's teaching them what to do with those big, overwhelming feelings. It's helping them recognize what's okay and what's not okay. It's giving them the confidence to speak up or to walk away or to go get a safe adult, all without feeling scared or confused in the moment. And hey, for the child who did the hitting, it's also a chance for them to learn accountability without being stamped as the bad kid. It teaches repair, it teaches better choices, and it teaches that, yeah, emotions are normal, but hurting people is just not how we handle them. So here's a simple challenge for you this week. Pick up He Hit Me and read it with your child just once. Then just ask 3 questions. What should you do if someone hits you? What can you do if you feel like hitting? And who are your safe adults you can get help from? That's it. Short, simple, and I promise it can make a real, real difference. Because the goal isn't perfect kids. The goal is prepared kids. So if you're a parent who wants to build your child's confidence in those tough social moments, and you want a resource you can come back to again and again, He Hit Me is absolutely worth adding to your home library. Thanks for listening, and if this episode helped you, please share it with another parent who's trying to navigate all the real stuff, one conversation at a time. Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about. Beyond hitting, what's one other big feeling you want to prepare your child to handle, and what's the very first step you can take to open up that conversation?